Blackstone Audiobooks presents
Hurlbut's Story of the Bible by Reverend Jesse Lyman Hurlbut. Part First: Stories from the First Five Books in the Bible. Story 1: The Story of a Beautiful Garden. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 3 verse 24. This great round world on which we live is very old, so old that no one knows when it was made. But long before there was any earth, or sun, or stars, God was living, for God never began to be. He always was. And long, long ago, God spoke, and the earth and the heavens came. But the earth was not beautiful as it is now, with mountains and valleys, rivers and seas, with trees and flowers. It was a great smoking ball, with land and water mingled in one mass, and all the earth was blacker than midnight, for there was no light upon it. No man could have breathed its air, no animals could walk upon it, and no fish could swim in its black oceans. There was no life upon the earth. While all was dark upon the earth, God said, "Let there be light," and then the light began to come upon the world. Part of the time it was light, and part of the time it was dark, just as it is now. And God called the dark time night, and the light time day. And that was the first day upon this earth after a long night. Then at God's word the dark clouds all around the earth began to break, and the sky came in sight, and the water that was in the clouds began to be separate from the water that was on the earth, and the arch of the sky which was over the earth God called heaven. Thus the night and the morning made a second day. Then God said, "Let the water on the earth come together in one place, and let the dry land rise up." And so it was. The water that had been all over the world came together, and formed a great ocean, and the dry land rose up from it. And the great water God called sea, and the dry land he named earth. And God saw that the earth and the sea were both good. Then God said, "Let grass and trees and flowers and fruits grow on the earth." And at once the earth began to be green and bright with grass and flowers and trees bearing fruit. This made the third day upon the earth. Then God said, "Let the sun and moon and stars come into sight from the earth." So the sun began to shine by day, and the moon and the stars began to shine in the night. And this was done on the fourth day. And God said, "Let there be fishes in the sea, and let there be birds to fly in the air." So the fishes, great ones and small,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?